Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Thanks for joining us again on Sunday Sounds. I'm Luke and I'm joined by my good friend Scott. How are you doing, sir?
Good. I don't have to say my name, you've already said it for me.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm Scott and this is Luke.
That's me.
Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for joining us on another edition. It was obviously the big one last week, the Tramline special. Got another few days to go before that starts, but looking forward to that very much. We did mention as well that there were a couple of bands that we couldn't squeeze in because we did increase the number of bands last week because it was a special one. So we've got a couple of kind of hangover bands, if you like, from last week. So we'll be giving those a spin. One doing the main event, one doing the fringe. Those are Radio Addicts, we played a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
We're playing their brand new single. And Florence Road, who were actually sent in to us by our longtime friend of the show, Wayne, who's also your best friend that you've never met.
Yeah.
I can't wait till I get you two in a room together. I'll just leave you to it.
I have no idea what he looks like, how old he is. All I know is called Wayne.
Yeah.
He could be
an imaginary friend of mine. He might even be real for all you know. Mental, isn't it?
That's possible. Yeah. But I know him well enough to know there's two songs on this list, at least, the ones that I've selected, that he will really like.
Yes.
Them two are for you, Wayne. Yeah. Nobody else.
Those are the couple of Tramlines ones, and then I think you're referring to Blonde Shell and the Bel Air Lip Bombs, aren't you?
Yes. Those are the other two. Both extremes of the show, the start
and the end.
And the very end.
Indeed, yeah. And then we've also got Stanley's, the Tullamarines, all the way from Australia, and Shader.
It's amazing we've got time for anything else, but have we got anything else?
We have. It's the long-awaited, anticipated return of Guess the Year.
Yeah, we missed it last week because of the Tramline special. Yeah.
Squeezing extra songs in, yes, but that's back, and it's my turn this week, so I'm going to try and, take you down a nostalgia trip, but also try and catch you out, Scott, because you got me the week before last when you did the 1930 and I was something like 10 years out or something stupid. Yes.
Well.
So get prepared.
I've got to beat 10 years.
I don't think you'll be as bad as that, but yes, anyway. So yeah, lots of music to come, lots of great music to come. And we must mention the football because England didn't win the World Cup. I mean, the World Cup's still going technically, but yes, we finished third, lost to Argentina, and really we should have done better, shouldn't we?
Well, yeah, it's a shame because they played, as the 1920s person would say, they played jolly well against France.
Yes, which was incredible.
Did you watch it?
I didn't because I'd been out earlier on in the afternoon and thought, well, it's a pointless game anyway, so I didn't really care. But yeah, 6-4 in the end. So
is that the highest World Cup game?
It's our best finish since 1966, if that's what you mean. But it's
I mean, 10 goals. Has there been more than 10 goals in a World Cup game?
Oh, no, actually, no. I was looking at that. I think the last time there was that amount of goals, it was 1958, I think, or something.
Just off the top of your head.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, yeah. If memory serves. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we finished third in a game that I don't think England or France really wanted to play in, but you know, the fans had obviously bought tickets and whatnot, so yeah, do what you got to do.
Would they have been the same price tickets as all the other matches?
God knows. Let's not get into that because it was complete rip off city, weren't it, in America this time?
Yeah, but I went to bed myself. I just
you didn't watch it either.
No, I think even if I had a ticket, I probably wouldn't have been bothered to go into ground. what's the point?
What is the point of it? Yeah, it's crazy.
It just gives the Golden Boot people more opportunities.
I suppose so, yeah.
So, what's he called? Mbappe.
Mm.
Has he got it now at the minute? Depending on how things...
Well, obviously there's a final yet, so who knows?
But yeah. He's put himself when you listen to this, you'll know, but we don't know yet.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Unless you're listening back and then, you know, you will know. But yeah, who cares anyway? The World Cup's finished.
Yeah, well, I do care. I've got Argentina in the sweepstake.
Oh, so, have you?
Yeah.
Well, your predictions were way off because you said Portugal and Netherlands, and they didn't get anywhere near the semi-final. So.
Did you even predict anything?
No.
No.
I didn't even end up in a sweepstake this year somehow. I don't know how I managed not to end up with them because I got offers for lots, but
I were in several. I mean, one left now, Argentina, so fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. But the annoying thing is... don't really want them to win, though.
No, but the annoying thing is that I'm the one that's collecting the money, so that's got spent, so you don't really feel like I'm going to win anything.
Yeah.
I'm not going to...
You'll be dishing it out.
Yeah, so it's a lose-lose, really, so...
Fair enough.
Gambling, kids, don't do it.
Don't do it, yeah. Should we have the first song of the show?
Yes, please, sir.
Go on, you bring this one in, because this is one of your picks, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I really, really like this one, and I've just started playing it for some weird reason.
Well, we kind of do need to play it, well, so it's okay.
Yeah, but a little prematurely. Yeah, this is Blonde Shell. I've liked these for a while now, but this latest one that they've done, actually the second to last, this is, they've got a newer one out since this, but this one's an absolute belter. It's Heart Has to Work So Hard. Have a listen. Give me some good news. Tell me something that I did right. I'm still in stitches because you make me laugh and make all of this fine. But don't look down. But don't look down. I called you when I'm crying late. You said that it looked so brave. You give me pause. You get me scaring strangers. Get me criticizing. You make this feel like labor. My heart has to work so hard when you're around. My heart has to work so hard when you're around. I'm sitting in the sun. You're laying on your side. I turn to face the lake and you turn to twist.
Blonde Shell, Heart Has to Work So Hard. Great way to start the show.
Absolutely.
I agree, that was a very strong choice this week, Scott.
We've got seven songs altogether, so I'm up for just playing that seven times, but it's up to you.
We can't really.
Oh.
Mm. But yeah, they're from Los Angeles, actually. So
LA, I call it.
LA, yeah, can do that as well. So yeah, we're really taking a trip around the world today. But yeah, they've got a lot of dates in America, as you'd expect. But they are coming to Europe in December, starting in Amsterdam. Then they're going to Berlin on the 7th of December. Brussels, where our good friend Carlton Maloney's currently on a trip.
Keep going. Oh, yeah.
Paris in France on December the 10th, just Carry in case on. You didn't know where Paris was.
Carry on.
And then they come into Manchester on the 12th of December.
Got tickets for them.
I thought you might have. I wondered why you were. Yeah, I wondered why you were.
Were you ready?
Yeah,
yeah.
And then Glasgow on the 13th, London on the 15th, and then finishing in rubber-dub-dub, Dublin, Ireland, on the 17th of December.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're going to the O2 Ritz?
Yes.
I think I've seen the Slow Readers Club there. It's a good venue, that.
I can't picture it, but I've definitely been. Is it the one on the corner, that roundabout-y thing? think it probably is.
If it's the one I'm thinking of, it's there's one pub near it, and that's just going to be rammed because it's going to be. But yeah, that'll be good.
Well, me, Carl, and Hobby bought a ticket for it. Carl looked at me because he doesn't generally like that type of thing.
Music?
Well, that type of thing. Yeah. I don't know why. So we got them, and then all of a sudden, he remembered he's going to see Northside the same evening.
Right. So he's double booked.
Yeah, so he's given his ticket to Kirsty.
Right.
So we've copped. I mean, not copped. We're going to enjoy we're going to enjoy Kirsty's company. Yeah.
You git.
That was intentional. Yeah, so it'll be me, Kirsty, and Hobby.
Oh, that'll be good.
It is a weekend, I'm presuming, and it's not a Sunday.
Ah.
It's got to
be. I think it is. I think it's a. So we go away on a Wednesday. I think it's a weekend. But yeah, I'll be on holiday, so I won't be able. I can't go, because, yeah, you must have known not to offer me the ticket.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, okay.
I'm sure I did, yeah.
That was Blonde Shell. Shall we have the return of Guess the Year?
Where's my cap? My thinking cap?
Yes, you'll need it. You'll need your memory cap as well.
It's a bit tighter.
So, how this works, I'm going to give you four clues from this year, and you're going to have to try and work out what the year is from those clues. Quite simple, really. Hence the name, Guess the Year.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a sport clue for the first one.
Oh, God.
You're all right at sport.
I am. Well, I am, but I'm not good at memory for sports.
Well, I mean, the whole game is difficult for you because you've got to remember stuff. But that's why I'm going to try and help you along. So, the Summer Olympic Games were held in this year in Seoul, South Korea. And they were particularly significant as they were the first in 12 years to be free of a major political boycott. And they also featured the high-profile disqualification of Canadian sprinter Ben Johnson for doping.
Oh, right. Ben Johnson, yeah.
So you've got it now.
BJ.
Got it straight away.
I need a pen and paper.
Oh, right, we'll get. Well,
I can see a pen, but I need some.
Oh,
paper.
That is actually your pen. You left it here before.
Ah.
Right, I'll rip you a page out of this book.
Is that my wallet as well?
Is it? Yeah, it's got cobwebs on it. So, that's your first clue. I'll get your piece of paper, and we will have the Stanleys. And this is Never Like You. That was the Stanleys with Never Like You, and Scott is still trying to work out what happened in the Guess the Year.
The Summer Olympics, you say?
Well, yeah. I didn't say summer. I just said Olympic. Oh. Did I say? No, I did say summer, yeah. Olympics, yeah. All right. Summer Olympics 1988. Anyway, that was Stanley's with Never Like You. I really like those as well. I think they're great.
Yeah, I think since we've been back, we've really done well with the music so far.
Yeah, I mean,
can't last for much longer, but I mean, up to now, we've done really well.
Yeah, no, we are getting a lot of people send us recommendations in as well. But Stanley's are a four-piece from Wigan, formed in 2017, so been going quite a long time. And they've got quite a lot coming up. They in October their dates start. So they're playing Atherton on the 23rd, and then they're playing the Hallamshire Hotel in Sheffield on October the 24th. And then they've got Leeds, Liverpool, Atherton again. Looking at this, Glasgow, London, Stockton on Tees, and Bury St Edmunds on the 5th of December. So lots of opportunity to go and see those around the UK.
I used to know a transvestite from the Greater Manchester area. He had a Wigan address. I think that's radio friendly.
Class.
Thank you. Yeah. So if we get blocked, it's fine.
Yeah. So if Stanley's are thinking of taking a snippet of us featuring them on the show, I'm pretty sure they're going to cut that bit out. Anyway.
I don't think so. But yeah, and well done, Stanley's. That was a good track.
Yes, it was indeed. So the first clue was the Summer Olympics in Seoul, South Korea.
What year was that? Sorry, the Summer Olympics.
I can't tell you.
Oh, I tried to sneak that one out.
Well done, yeah. Do you want another clue?
Desperately, yeah.
Okay.
So, I've just realised you're doing your clues in categories, aren't you?
Yes.
Sports, and what's this next one?
So this is a music clue.
Music, here we go. Right.
So this is quite a decent clue, I think. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted its third class of honorees, including the Beatles, the Beach Boys, Bob Dylan, and the Supremes during a ceremony held on January the 20th of this year.
Well, how's that going to help? What year?
Well, if you remember when the Beatles were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, then I would imagine that's quite helpful. Again, it's a game of remembering, so it's always going to be difficult for you, but...
Right. Is that the ones on the pavement with the handprints?
No, that's the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
So what's this one?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You've just done the Alan Partridge shrug.
What is that then? What's that?
You look completely bereft.
Right. Well, I feel like, I don't know, it's not going to help me at all. I hope it's helped people at home more than that, but yeah. Absolutely no idea. The Ben Johnson's the only thing that I'm holding on to, but yeah. Very, very sketchy. I've got no idea.
Well, I mean, it's good for me just to watch, because in between the songs you're just going, Ben Johnson,
got him for doping. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm rubbish. Maybe we should do a different quiz in the future, because it's actually awful. But anyway.
Well, all quizzes have an element of memory to them.
Can we do simple joinery questions? Probably won't be quite as popular.
Yeah, maybe not.
Who knows? Anyway.
Right,
not
so...
Not even complicated ones, just simple ones.
Yeah, on to the third song of the show. And this is a band that we played a few weeks ago. And I think when you were totting up their ages...
Oh, it's these.
They were still younger than you.
No, actually. They were a year older.
Can't be
than
much
me.
In it, yeah.
But there were six in the band. No, that's not quite...
Yeah. So these are the young lads that are the Radio Addicts. They're a four-piece from Bolton.
Well, one of them's 11, and they've been together 2 years, so, like, that's nearly about nine, isn't it, you started?
Yeah.
Nine.
It is staggering.
Sorry, carry on.
But, yeah, this is their brand-new single. And, ironically, given that none of them were actually born when this decade was happening, this is their new single, Let's Party Like It's the 90s. Try to stare at you from the back of the room. Let my looks change. I'll seem a stranger. Somebody will finally recognize me. But I'll let everybody watch through me to get to you first. I'll make every single excuse for so going wrong. And I don't know what to do. So let's party like it's the 90s. Everyone's all full of things. So chaos. Chaos, for I love it. Chaos.
It's all chaos, chaos, but I love it.
So that's the brand new single from the Radiohead's Let's Party Like It's the 90s. Chaos, chaos indeed, I'm sure.
And they sound far beyond their years.
They do, they do.
That's being genuinely honest there for once.
Yeah.
For once, no. You know what I mean?
You'll deny this, but you're a compulsive liar.
Oh, yes.
It's a good one, that, because there is no answer to that, is there?
I could slap you in the face.
All right, well, there's an answer to it, yeah. Don't do that. Not until after the show, anyway.
No, I won't do that.
So, they are playing our good friend Carlton Maloney's Rate Good Music magazine gig.
What?
As part of the Fringe.
On the Thursday?
No, it's actually the Friday, so we won't be able to come and see it.
Oh, okay. So I went to the Thursday one. I don't know if you fancy doing that.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, probably off air, but we'll talk about it.
Let's do it on air.
Yeah. So, Frog and Parrot, July the 24th, and then they're playing Deaf Institute on the 26th of July. And then they've got a gig on October the 24th in Horwich at the Ramp, and then Derby, November the 21st. Although it says venue TBC, so maybe there's been some kind of change there. But yes, as we talk about Tramline's Fringe, Carl is doing two gigs, Thursday the 23rd and Friday the 24th. Friday the 24th is headlined by Rosellas. Fever Dream Kills are playing as well, that we saw at Staley Fest, who were excellent.
Yep.
Rivalry Gift Horse, and of course the Radio Alex, who we've just played. And the Thursday night, which is the one that we'll probably be going to, is Anya Goel, The False Flag, NASA Parker, and the Callows are headlining that night. So,
yeah,
lots to go and see.
Well, NASA Parker, I know the...
you know everybody, you.
No, I know him
fairly
well.
Do you actually know him?
Yeah, right, I know him fairly well.
Not somebody that your apprentice once met?
No.
Okay.
No. No, it's... my wife Claire's school friend's partner, and we see them a lot because they've got a little boy called Seb.
Right.
But yeah, Reese, nice guy, and they are a really good band, regardless of whether I know him or not. So that's one of the reasons I said I'll go on the Thursday to check them out.
Oh, excellent.
I've not seen them for a bit. I've seen them before.
Yeah, but yes, yeah. I'll go on the 23rd. That's that sort of thing.
That's the Thursday.
It is.
Yeah, I won't be like a mad one because I want to brace myself for the inevitable absolute trash of the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But yeah.
Well, Obby's going. I spoke to Obby about it. I didn't know it was happening on the Thursday the 23rd. He's not advertised it very well, has he, Carl? But
well, no. Yeah.
But one thing he has advertised well is a full, complete guide to what's happening at the Fringe. So if you're not going to the main event for whatever reason, you haven't got tickets or you didn't fancy it or whatever, if you check out rgm.press, there is a complete guide for everything that's going on the Fringe in and around the city centre.
Yeah, last year I created an AI poster of just a complete made-up band.
Yeah, I
remember
that.
And I linked to him, and he put it on for a while until someone said, I don't think this place exists. And he,
or
Scott.
Or any of the bands.
I tried it again this year, but he picked up on it. It looked fantastic.
Well, do you know what, though? I think people are catching on with ChatGPT now, because you can tell when people put, like, you know, we're doing Sunday dinners, and they're these weird-looking Sunday dinners, and all the format is the same. It's all through ChatGPT or some kind of AI thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I've always... You can see they stick out like a sore thumb, don't they?
They do now, but when you did it last year, I thought it was real as well.
Yeah. Well, this one looked better, much better, but I'll show you in it off-air.
All right, yeah.
I'm going to show you on air.
All right.
Oh, no, I'll show you off air. It'll take me a while.
I'll make your mind up. but yes, so do you know what I was thinking, actually? Because Wayne texted in and he said, is this week going to be another Tramlines week? And I'm like, well, not really. We are playing a couple that we couldn't squeeze in. But I'm thinking next year maybe we should do a Tramlines Fringe special and a Tramlines main event special.
That's a good idea. They ought to do that anyway, I think, because it's... I like to experience both, just for my own...
Well, yeah, because they could move the Fringe to the weekend before, couldn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, is that your made-up festival?
Yeah, that's my made-up
poster?
Player there.
It does look good, but you can tell it's ChatGPT, though.
Maybe, yeah.
But I wouldn't have known last year, you see.
But apparently it's illegal to use that logo, the official logo on a flyer.
Yes, yeah, you've got to have the...
Not that I've put it anywhere. I did try, but...
Anyway.
That's the thing about Tramlines. They were fantastic as they were building up.
Yeah.
Where you could just wander around town and everywhere were rammed. You could go in any random bar and there were a good band on. It was fantastic, that. I missed that. But I also do enjoy the main stage stuff. Mm. Oh, it's extortionate.
Yeah, it is very expensive, yeah. Although it would probably be on par with Staley Fest for the drinks prices, because that was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But yes, before we play Florence Road, who are playing the main event, I also wanted to tell you, Scott, and the listener, that Float Along Festival, which is happening on the 26th of September, we will be doing a special show for that as well. So we'll be doing a similar to what we did with Tramlines. We'll be curating a list of bands that are playing Float Along, because there's some belters, and that's going to be really, really good.
I particularly like Sprints.
Yeah, Sprint. Well, we're playing them. Right, so this one was sent in to us by our good friend of the show, Wayne. It's Florence Road, and they are playing Tramlines main stage. We'll give you more details on that after the song, but this is called Hanging Out to Dry.
Frank Carson would say, it's a cracker.
Yeah.
Good, isn't it? Good, isn't it?
Yes, I just...
I just threw you a bit then.
You did
it?
Throw
we didn't
me
have
indeed.
That planned.
No, we didn't.
Just come to me.
Thanks. Florence Road, that was Hanging Out to Dry. And as I said, they're playing the main event, Tramlines, next weekend, or this weekend, depending on when you're listening, or in the past, if you're listening back. But yeah, they're playing the Sunday, 18:45, which is about 6:45, at the Leadmill Tent. But yeah, they're from... County Wicklow, formed in 2019, and they've got dates post Tramlines in America, and then they're coming back to the UK for Neighbourhood Festival on October the 17th. They're playing Cork November the 27th, Belfast December the 14th, and then two dates in Dublin at the Three Olympia Theatre on December 15th and 16th. So, yes, very good indeed. And again, thank you to Wayne, long-time friend of the show, for sending that in to us. Right, we've had two clues so far, Scott. Are you ready and willing for a third?
Yes. I'm not about ready, but I'm willing Fine. To hear it.
So your sport clue was the Summer Olympic Games were held in Seoul, South Korea. Your music clue was the Beatles, the Beach Boys, Bob Dylan and the Supremes were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in this year. This is a film and TV clue. Well, it's actually a film clue, but it's in the film and TV category, if you like. So this year saw the release of Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, blooming heck.
Which was a landmark film because it broke technological ground at the time by seamlessly blending live-action footage with traditional hand-drawn animation. Do you remember who was in Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
It was that Bob Hoskins.
It was, yeah.
Look at that.
Well remembered.
Yeah, Bob Hoskins and...
obviously Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who played Jessica Rabbit. I can't remember who voiced it. I can't remember.
I haven't got that written down.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Blimey, was I at school? It's a long time ago, this, isn't it?
Have you... Have you got any inklings at all?
Well, that's helped me a lot, I wouldn't put any... If it were £1 million drop, I'd definitely play it cagey.
Why do you keep going about £1 million drop?
It's a good way of...
Is it slow telling?
It's a good way of saying you'd spread your edge your bets. Hedge your bets.
Yeah, okay.
I like to say it, anyway.
All right.
Anyway.
Okay, so not 100%. Hopefully you're doing better at home.
I think I'll get it within 10 years or under, so I'll be in the lead again.
Fair enough. Okay, great stuff. Right, shall we head to Adelaide now in Australia?
Oh, yes.
Virtually, at least.
Yes.
Fine. Okay, let's do that then. These played Yellow Arch earlier on this year. Unfortunately, we weren't able to go and see them. But if they do come back, I definitely will, whether you come or not, Scott. Just letting you know.
Oh, wow. I feel a bit threatened.
Nah, you should. But anyway, enjoy this one. This is the Tullamarines with Running on Empty. That was the Tullamarines Really good, those. They formed in 2021, and as I said, they're from Adelaide. Four piece, and they've got a gig coming up August the 21st in Coolum in Australia. I doubt, well, unless we've got an abundance of listeners in Australia, I doubt many of our listeners will be going to see them. But if they do come back to the UK, then I think we should definitely go and watch them, because I really like those. I wanted to get them on a few weeks ago, but we just didn't have the time and we didn't have much coming up, so I've saved them, if you like.
Have we played them before?
I don't think we have, no.
Oh, okay. No. Oh, no, that was the one you offered the yellow watch. Yeah.
But I didn't see it until late, and then it was not enough notice for us both, really. Yeah.
Bit of a shame. When you linked it, I thought, I wonder where you got this from, this band from, but yeah.
I'm sure they'll be back.
I'm kicking myself now.
Well, quite right.
I've got a muted boot on, that's why you can't hear it. So, anyway, yeah, good band.
So, back to Guess the Year.
A global thing, yeah, let's do it. What's...
So your last clue is, do you want me to run through the other three clues, Rafa?
Please.
So the first clue was, the Summer Olympic Games were held in this year in Seoul, South Korea. Notably, Ben Johnson was disqualified for doping. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted the likes of the Beach Boys, the Beatles, Bob Dylan and the Supremes. This year saw the release of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, the landmark film that broke technological ground by blending live-action footage with hand-drawn animation. Your last clue is world news. Okay?
Yeah,
on May the 15th of this year, the Soviet Union began the official withdrawal of its 115,000 troops from Afghanistan, marking the beginning of the end of a conflict that had lasted for more than 8 years. So if you remember the Soviet Union, Afghanistan war. No,
the Hall of Fame thing and that one is...
You're really struggling, aren't you?
It's not done it for
me
at all.
All right, well, look. I'll tell you what I'll do, because I'm feeling kind. I was only going to give you four, but I've got a bonus clue. So what I think we should do is play Unknown Vision from Shader, and then I'll give you another clue after this, and we'll reveal the answer after our last song. How does that sound?
Okay, deal. I think you might like Shader, if you've not heard them before. If you like bands like The Raytons, The Crooks, The Skylights... Rosa Dox, Matilda Shakes that you played last week.
Yeah.
They're all that same sort of flavour.
Yeah, well, these are from Stoke-on-Trent, and this is a bit of an anthem. I really like this one. As I said, this one is called Unknown Vision, and it's brand new.
Drums, 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 pound the night. You can dance and dance and dance into the light.
told you you'd like that one. That was Unknown Vision from Shader. I really do like those. Nothing scheduled for those, unfortunately, at the moment. I'm sure we will see them live at some point. Our friends at Aggressive Management are looking after those, and I'm sure they're in good hands. So, yes, Shader.
Excellente.
Excellent. Right, I'm going to give you one more clue for Guess the Year.
Hang on, that's a fifth clue. You said four. You said four, mate.
Well, all right, you won't have one then.
No, let's have six.
I'm going to say, you do look like you're struggling. So, this is a key event that happened in Britain in this year. And I think it's quite a big clue. So, in this year, the United Kingdom saw the debut of the very first BBC Red Nose Day, which took place on February the 5th of this year, which is slightly earlier than we do it now. I think it's normally in March, isn't it? The inaugural telethon was a major success and raised £15 million for charity, establishing a tradition of charitable giving and entertainment that still continues today. And they alternate it with Children in Need, don't they? With Pudsey. So yes, the first ever Red Nose Day.
Right, that has helped.
Has it?
Yes, it has.
You look smug.
Well,
I'm almost.
No, it's only helped because I.
You've seen the answer on my phone.
No, I haven't seen the answer. It's because I remember having a red nose at school.
Ah,
so
okay.
So that's definitely okay. Helped bring it slightly earlier than what I thought.
Okay.
Can I tell you any?
Yeah, you can do.
I was thinking about 1990 initially, but now I think it's slightly earlier than that. But that's the only reason I don't know for definite.
Okay.
But that's just a feeling.
Interesting.
Feelings.
Right, so we're going back to Australia now, and this is your other pick, which is also extremely good. Tell us about this, Scott.
I found these out by, because we're going to Psychfest later in the year.
Mm.
And I just happened to, when you go to stuff like that, it's nice to know, look into stuff, isn't it? And their name popped out a little bit, and I've looked at quite a lot of their stuff. I thought, oh, these are ones to go and see at the Psychfest. I don't know a tremendous amount more than that, really, but I know that they're a really good band, and I also know that Wayne's going to love it.
Of course.
Our long-time listener of the show, even though a couple of weeks ago he was a mid-range listener, but now it just shows you
Well,
how you can change.
Yeah, well, I'll talk to you about something off air, but this is the Bel Air Lip Bombs, Say My Name.
Yeah.
Say My Name. The Bel Air Lip Bombs. I nearly said that wrong. Yes, the Bel Air Lip Bombs. Good, aren't they, them?
Yeah, excellent. Really, really good. And that's the best way to end the show, I think, with a cracker like that. But yeah, excellent. I'm sure Wayne will like those. And they've got a lot coming up as well. Obviously, they are from Australia. They've got Byron Bay, the Beach Hotel, on August the 8th. And then they're coming to the UK, starting in Portsmouth on the 21st of August. The nearest one to us is probably Birmingham on August the 23rd. So not coming up to Yorkshire.
Are they not doing the Psych Fest in Manchester?
It doesn't say it on here. Oh, no, sorry, they are. I'm looking at August, yeah. So they're coming to Manchester on September the 5th for Psych Fest.
There we go.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I can't go to that because I've got something else on.
Well, to be fair, I didn't ask you because it's extortionately priced.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's about nearly 100 quid or something for this ticket.
What, for one day?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that is a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. But I really want to... Oh, I can't remember. I can't pronounce the main band I want to see.
Excellent. Just look up the lineup for the Psych Fest then.
Yeah. Just dawned on me. But anyway,
then,
yeah.
And then later on, after they've finished at Psych Fest, they're going up for a date in Edinburgh for Edinburgh Psych Fest on September the 6th. And then they're going over to America to do dates across lots of different states. So, yeah. Not surprisingly, they've got a lot of stuff in the calendar. Very good indeed. Right, almost time for us to end the show.
Oh.
You've clicked something else. Yeah, we were just looking at that. So the headliner is Angine de Poitrine.
Yeah.
That's probably butchered.
I couldn't read it. I didn't have the option of reading it.
You're looking forward to Psych Fest then?
Yeah. No, they'll be fantastic live. Angine de Poitrine or something. They're very amazing musicians.
Nice.
Really good. Are you aware of their work?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay then.
We'll have to have a listen to it later.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt there.
No, it's fine. So we're coming up towards the end of the show, but we must reveal Guest of the Year. So I'll quickly cycle back through the clues. So sport, the Summer Olympics were held in Seoul this year. Music, the Beatles were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Who Framed Roger Rabbit came out this year. The Soviet Union began the official withdrawal from Afghanistan. And your last clue was, in this year, the United Kingdom saw the debut of the very first BBC Red Nose Day. Have you settled on a year?
Yes, but it's a bit of a spanner.
Ballpark.
Spanner bottle in my head and it's went on a...
A spanner bottle?
Is that what you just spin said? The bottle.
Oh, right.
But I've already span it.
I thought you said span a bottle, as in span
a
bottle.
Oh, no, I spanned the bottle in my head.
Right.
And it settled at a number.
Which is?
1989. Oh, it's 88.
It's 1988.
Oh,
so close.
Bloody bottle.
Bloody hell.
Should have put a bit less water in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, oh well, a year out, that's quite good.
That's not bad. That is not bad. But yes, unfortunately, Scott didn't get it right this year. Hopefully you did. But yes, the year was 1988. And that was Guess the Year.
Excellent. I think it's been a good show, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, another belter. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with another edition of Sunday Sounds. Might be a little bit later than planned because we'll be at Tramlines, actually, won't we?
Yeah.
Looking forward to it?
Yes, I love recording these shows. Oh, you meant Tramlines, didn't you?
I meant Tramlines, actually.
I know you did. But yeah, it's my turn for Guest of the Year, so it's going to be something different again.
Something ridiculous, no doubt. Yeah.
Well, see how you get on.
Hope you've enjoyed the show. If you aren't already, follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We are the Sunday Sounds Podcast on all the major streaming platforms. And follow us on socials as well while you're there so you can keep up to date with what we're up to.
Right, that leaves nothing else other than to say all of the very best.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. We'll be right back.
Benito Antonio Fernández Ortiz, Nico Saquito, nació en Santiago de Cuba el 13 de febrero de 1901. Según el propio decir, de quien sin dudas es uno de los más importantes creadores de nuestro acervo musical, cantaba desde el vientre de su madre y siendo muy joven empezó a componer. Nico es autor de más de 500 canciones, muchas de las cuales prácticamente han recorrido el mundo. Como un ejemplo de ello bastaría mencionar a Compay Gallo, María Cristina, Tadeo, Chencha la Gambá, Al Vaivén de Nicarreta y otras tantas que constituyen el reflejo de toda una época. Este artista genuino, este antiguo pelotero y fundidor, que por otra parte no estuvo indiferente a las luchas sociales, a sus más de 80 años sigue creando para la colectividad. Nico, parecido a esos cuartos bates cuya presencia conmociona a los aficionados, aún está en el cajón de bateo. Mírenlo, se empolva las manos, toma la guitarra, al bate Nico Saquito.
Conclusión del año, piña mame y sabor de Dios.